Bangin' McRiders, thanks for calling. This is David. How can I assist you?
Hi, David. Good morning. This is Claudette. I'm calling and trying to find out, do you sell tracts? Do you do tracts? Or evangelists?
Are you saying, do we sell evangeline books? Is that what you're saying?
These little tracts, the little brochures that you hand out, you know, home to home or on the streets.
Oh.
A message. Do you do?
Oh, are you saying, like, if we do door-to-door marketing? Is that what you're trying to ask?
No, I am asking about the tracts. The little brochure that, you know, you go on the road from a church, you do an evangelism, that you hand out to people on the road and so.
Do you need printing for that? Do you need, like, printed brochures? Is that what you're trying to say? Do you need them printed from our site?
I was asking if you have any that you might have in stock there that you sell or what?
Well, yeah, I think we could try to look it up. I just want to make sure I don't lose you, and I want to make sure I can go ahead and, like, confirm what your phone number is. Would it be possible if you could let me know, you know, the number that you're calling in from?
The number is 314-608-9842.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and repeat that for you. It's 314-608-9842. Is that correct?
All right.
Can I have your name, please?
I'm Claudette.
Could you spell that out for me, please?
C as in Charlie, L as in Lula, A Alpha, U Umbrella, D Delta, T Elephant, T Toy, E Elephant.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for that. Now, I'm assuming so you are thinking that we already have, like, bulk printed copies of those brochures that we could just ship it to you, right?
Right.
So, I mean, would the content inside those brochures be provided from your site, and how many do you need?
Okay, first of all, let me get it. Do you have any in stock, or I have to provide the content for it, which is it?
Well, I think the content could definitely be provided from our side as well, and we'll go ahead and, you know, take care of that for you. What I wanted to make sure was, yeah, I think you could go ahead and probably provide it from your side, you know, just in case the one that you don't like, the one that we provided you don't like, we could go ahead and ask you to provide it, and then you could take things from there.
Okay, if I'm to provide a content, then it's going to take me a little longer because I don't have anything ready.
Well,
and
I think we could also work up on the content. It wouldn't be a problem. I'm just saying, the only reason I'm saying about the content is because just in case the one that we have, if you wanted something different, then we'd have to probably just make a few bit of changes and then provide it to you.
Oh, may I be able to see what you have, one, and two, where they say work on it, work on together, what?
Sure.
I have
now,
never done it.
Sure. Now, I wanted to ask you, how many of these brochures do you need? Like, how many would you need?
Also, it depending on the cost, and I will have to relate it to my pastor. It depends on how you sell it, what the cost be per 100 or whatsoever. How do you sell it? I do not know all of this. I have to get the information and take back to my pastor for he to confirm.
Got it. Now, can I also have your email address, please, just to make sure I'm able to send you company information from my side?
Okay, my email address is C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, J as in John, Williams, that's with the S, 50@gmail.com.
Did you say 50?
All right.
That's perfect.
Sure, I will drop you an email.
All right, that's perfect. I have your email address, your name, and your phone number here. Now, would it be possible if I give you a call from my direct line as well?
Ah, yes. Wait, let me get some information from you here, too.
Sure.
You are Dave.
But yeah, my name's Dave.
What's the name of your... David. What's the name of your teacher again?
I'm sorry, could you come again with it?
The name of your business, please, yeah?
Brochures. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Give me the name of your business, please, yeah?
It is Pangman Book Writers. You just called in Pangman Book Writers.
Right. I'm just trying to make sure.
Sure. So let me just put you on a brief hold and try to see if we could go ahead and do that for you, and I'll be right back. Would that be good?
Okay.
All right, yeah, just a brief hold. Thank you. Well, am I speaking to Claudette?
This is she, yes.
Claudette, my associate Steve was on the line with you. I'm from the printing department. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I am good, thank you. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Max, M-A-X.
Oh, M-A-X.
Absolutely. Claudette, my associate tells me that you guys are looking for some brochures and looking for some pricing. Now, the pricing of a brochure directly depends on the size and the amount of brochures you're printing. Because if you've done this before, you'd know the bigger the quantity that you place an order for, the better the pricing. And that's practically how printing industry works. Like, nobody would be able to provide you, like, an exact pricing based off of just, you know, a requirement until unless there's, like, sizes involved. If they're, like, full color or two color, you know. And the number of brochures you want. That would help us to provide you a better pricing. Like, you can get, like, a brochures for, like, from 10 cents to, like, 50 cents a piece, depending on, you know, all the factors that I just mentioned.
Right. But I was, since I am not the one that makes the final call, I have to go back, you know, refer everything to my pastor. And I'm sure he's going to ask me all of these questions. I was just looking for a general approximate figure. If you say you know the sizes, so if you give me, let's say, 2-3 sizes and give me the approximate cost.
Absolutely. Like the biggest one is A4. That's usually like 10 to 20 cents. And then you can cut that into half, so you can get one for, like, less than that, because you will be printing the same thing on one paper and then cut it in half. So smaller sizes are like 5 to 10 cents each, but the quantities need to be like really, like, need to be like a big quantity in order for us to execute the order. We can't do like 5 or 10 or 20 or 100, 200 pieces. We're talking about like 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, or 50,000 brochures. That's what makes it cost effective. Like, you know, between 10 to 50,000 brochures are like a very common order size on sample. Do you think you guys need this kind of quantity?
No, I'm looking for between 500 to 1,000.
So even if they're like 1,000 brochures and like 10 cents each, that would be, you know, 10 cents is what, like $0.1? And 1,000 would be like $100 order. Probably, you know, won't be able to take it. And then, you know, so bigger orders are usually much needed. I don't think we'd be able to help you out with 500 or 1,000 brochures. But you can write this number down, go to your pastor, give her or him the contact number details, and, you know, if they want to call us and give us the correct details, like what's the size going to be and what's going to be the color and what's the exact quantity they're looking for, we might be able to give them better pricing. Okay?
Okay.
That's all for mine.
You do not have any ready ones there that I can look at?
Like, could you please, like, repeat that? What do you want to look at?
Do you have any ready brochure tracks that I can look at? To see, you know, if I can order from your supply that you have in stock?
No, it's not. It doesn't work like that. So,
no.
Brochures are printed on art paper. So we do have a stock for art paper, right? Now, let's say if a club comes in and they want brochures, they would like order like 5, 10,000, 20,000 brochures, and we ship them those. I probably would have a couple of samples from that available, but those would be samples, right? And they would have their club advertisement over there. I can't send that to you, right? Wouldn't work. So in that way, the sheet of paper that we have, they're like big rolls. So we can cut any size that we want out of those brochures. But
not that I'm asking, Max. While I was talking with David, he did mention asked me if I had something ready, and I said to him, no.
We can design that for you. It's going to be on the house. We'll design and we'll do the content. That's not a problem. We don't mind designing it. We have an in-house graphic designer. He'll go ahead and design it. To give you a reference.
You will do the
content. Yeah, yeah. Yes, we will.
So that's what I was saying. Do you have something that I can look at and choose from? To say, okay, I like this content or this one.
Editable, that's changeable. See, content, design, everything is changeable, and it is done after the after we get the contract. Just like you'll choose from it, we'll give you a graphic designer and a project manager. You'll discuss what your idea is with them, and they will design a few samples for you, and then we'll send you standard samples, and then you'll select them, and we'll change the contract, and there will be a bit back and forth, and that's how it will be finalized. Once we have the order, not before that.
Okay. All right. I will release this.
Perfect.
Okay.
Anything else that I can help you out with before the call ends?
No, I think that is it. Where are you located?
I'm here in New York.
Oh, in New York. Okay, because it had said St. Peter's.
We work all around the world and all around the states.
So are you located in at all in Missouri?
No, we're in New York.
Because I'm calling Missouri. What was that?
No, well, I'm not located in Missouri. I'm located in New York.
Okay. The good thing I asked, because I had heard that you were close by. Okay. All right, then. Thank you, then, Max.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.